think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, Nigel put together new mystery songs with no clues for us. Now, look who's here. Mr. Community's in the house.
Mr. Community says, hashtag free Britney.
Oh, see?
Hashtag free Britney. She's a free woman celebrating with her song one more time.
And it's like 10 years she was under her father's conservatorship.
13 years. That poor woman was under her father's thumb. Yeah. There. Yeah. She was a prisoner.
And she started out needing some guidance, but in 13 years, time and grade on the planet comes into play, don't you think?
You know, I think if you're a young woman who's headlining a show in Vegas every night and you're making millions of dollars a day, you're probably capable of deciding if you want to go buy a latte or if would like to get married or make any other decision you choose to make. You know, I think you can't have it both ways. You can't put someone to work and make money off of them and then say that they're incapable of being an independent human being. It doesn't make any sense.
I would love to have that problem.
Right? Yeah, that's a great problem. Now they're going to do the forensic audit and find out, where did all her money go?
Oh, I'm talking to Nigel.
I know.
Nigel's doggy on Tuesday had six babies.
Oh.
Five little boys, one little bitch.
What kind of dog? What kind of a baby?
I can say this. Apple-headed, deer-legged dachshunds.
Oh, wonderful.
I've learned that.
Wonderful.
And they're so cute.
There's no blessing better than a puppy.
A puppy.
Yeah.
Except Sunny Cool Cat.
Well, okay.
Okay.
I'm a dog guy.
Yeah, you are. I'm a cat woman.
All right.
I sleep 18 hours a day.
It's like politics, Joey. We just don't talk about dogs and cats.
It's okay. Or religion.
Maybe that's what they say, like fighting like cats and dogs. Maybe that was always a political reference.
Oh, it might have been.
It might have been.
I learned from Desert Oasis Healthcare being on the show for 90 weeks, cats and dogs can get COVID. I'm very upset because there's no vaccine for cats and dogs.
My dogs can't because I don't let anyone touch them.
Well, see, I'm going to speak to Sunny Cool Cat.
No. People say, can I touch your dog? And I say no. I'm very careful with them.
I'm upset.
I'm very protective.
Well, give us some Mr. Community news, my darling. I want to start with
Well, I have
DAP or what?
Well, I'd love to talk about something that is launching on the week of Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's this week.
Yep, and that'll be on the revivalsstores.com website. You know, we've been selling mixed Century Fine product. We've been selling brand new Mode furniture. But for years and years, Joey, there is a program at DAP Health under client wellness. It's a back-to-work program. And they discovered that a lot of the clients at DAP Health were very talented artists. And so we've done a number of things over the course of the years. We've displayed the art in our main lobby for sale. We've partnered with a local gallery at the 500 John Monahan's Gallery to present the art.
Some of this stuff is very good.
It's amazing art. It's amazing art. And, you know, I think timed for the holidays, you know, the graphic that I created for it, it says, you know, give the gift of art for the greater good.
Oh, I like that.
Right, because it's a perfect holiday gift. You can buy someone beautiful art. 100% of the proceeds. Revivals will be selling it on their website, but Revivals isn't taking any money from this at all.
Oh.
All of the money will go to the artist. So we're just using our platform and our social media.
Say it again.
Give the gift of the greater good. Yeah.
Give the gift of art for the greater good.
For the greater good.
That's beautiful.
You know, these artists are making a living. Because of COVID and, you know, our campus has been under construction, there's been less foot traffic through the main lobby where we've normally displayed their beautiful work. And so I think we'll have 9 artists. We'll put them all up on the Revivals website, I believe on the 25th of November. And we'll share that out on social media. We'll share that out in our Rev Club email.
Thanksgiving Day.
Yep. And you'll be able to go and shop for all of the art. It's a wide variety of price points, a wide variety of mediums. There's painters, there's sculptors, basket makers, there's woodworkers.
Can you buy it online?
And you buy it online. You buy it online. Wow. And again, 100% of the proceeds will go to the clients, the artists that made the art themselves. So you'll be supporting somebody who wants to make a living as a working artist by buying the art. And then, you know, give it as a gift to yourself, right? Right? Art's a wonderful gift yourself, or start doing your holiday shopping and bring this gift to
the
someone else. It'll come with a great story, right?
Does not come into play.
Yes, we have no supply chain issues when it comes to working artists in the Coachella Valley. And speaking of working artists, I have to tell you, just a few nights ago, I went to Susan Stein's art opening at Saks Fifth Avenue. And, you know, she had taught herself how to paint during the pandemic and became quite the prolific artist herself. And it was just a massive. Dennis Flagg did a great layout of the store with his art. It was at Saks Fifth Avenue. She sold every piece. Every piece.
Yeah,
I was able to nab. I was fighting with one of the editors at the Desert Sun over one small piece that I could afford. And I got a beautiful piece. It's pinks and purples and red flowers. It's gorgeous.
Of course it's signed.
It's signed. It's small. You know, it's small, but that's fine. I've got some small spaces and I'm excited. So the artist event, the artist pop-up, the spotlight event at Revivals, I want to make sure that your listeners know about. And again, if you sign up for the Rev Club at revivalsstores.com, we'll send you a reminder as soon as that goes up online and you'll have a link to it, or follow us on Facebook and we'll share out the information there. But I love the idea of buying art by a local artist for a holiday gift.
And are all these people clients?
They're clients of DAP Health.
So they all have H. They all have.
They're clients of DAP Health.
Yes.
Yep.
They're
whatever clients.
That means.
Yep. So this is a great way to support a local artist, but also do your holiday shopping and make your home or your friend or family's home more beautiful along the way. I just love art and photography. And
can you comment, dear?
Yeah, sure.
On what you see when you look at this art through people who have had some health challenges, is there some thread that goes through? Are they all very colorful? Are they all different emotions or none of the above? Do you see anything? Is this the first time all these people that are DAP clients have done this? Have they developed this after they became associated with DAP? What's the backstory?
I think that some of the artists were always artists, and some developed the skill set after becoming a client at DAP Health.
Okay.
But, you know, we spoke with one of the artists, and, you know, I think his experience is probably pretty similar. He uses art as a medium of communication and, you know, to communicate how he's feeling, how he sees the world and what he hopes. And he uses watercolor technique. It's a very innovative technique that lays watercolor on top of another medium. But he wants people to see gratitude in his art because he feels gratitude for the care he's received at DAP Health. And, you know, just for where we're at coming out of the pandemic, I think every artist is different. We'll have an artist bio for each of the artists. We'll have a bio and their story on our website. So you'll be able to get to know the artists and get to know a little bit more about their medium because some of it's really innovative. There's an artist named Charlie Harding who does art, which he then leaves outside and it's sort of, and he'll put a chemical over the art to just sort of patina it or just, wow. It's a really interesting medium. But what you get is 9 very different points of view, 9 different artists, each of them conveying a different story. And all talented, but wonderful range of price points. Some very affordable pieces and some higher end pieces that are more collectible.
It's the communication from the client to the world.
Yeah. It's their story. I mean, I think every artist, you know, you're going to talk to Greg Felsen next. I'm sure he would tell you that his photography is, he's seeing it through his point of view. And I think every artist brings that point of view to their work and it makes them unique. You know, there's no two photographers shoot an event the same way or shoot a portrait the same way, you know.
And they all may have the same camera. And I've never understood how that happens.
Right. And it's the point of view. It's what they see and what they translate to the viewer.
I love knowing this. Okay.
Yeah. So that's
revivalstores.com.
Yeah. Okay. And we'll keep you updated on that. I think the other thing I'd love to just tell you is we put out a press release just last week about our sexual wellness clinic. You know, I think a lot of people have heard that, you know, STI... rates are on the rise in the Coachella Valley. And so DAP Health about 4 months ago had taken our services free of charge in our Orange Clinic. And, you know, anyone can schedule an appointment, men or women can come in and schedule an appointment for a screening for STIs or HIV or Hep C. And
STIs or HIV or Hep C.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
And I think some interesting, just an interesting update for you because we talked about this before, but in the 4 months that we did this, that clinic has seen over 2,000 patients.
What?
And on average, they're seeing over 170 more patients per month than when it was priced at $25. And so, you know, DAP, the work that DAP Health does to remove barriers to healthcare, I think we shared with you when we were here 4 months ago that the Director of Community Health and Sexual Wellness, CJ Toby, wanted to test this notion is cost a barrier? If we remove cost, do we remove the barrier?
Which in the long run will be cost effective.
Correct. Correct. And of course, sexual wellness is wellness and right. And so to come in for judgment-free testing and treatment, I think is a really important service that DAP Health is providing. But I think what's also interesting is there's been over 50 appointments for Rapid Start. Now, Rapid Start is something that ensures that newly diagnosed people with HIV or people returning to care have access to HIV medication within 7 days of diagnosis.
Wow.
And that makes a huge difference in their health outcomes. And so that team, the sexual wellness team and area at DAP Health and the work that the Department of Community Health is doing continues to innovate and continues to remove barriers like stigma, like shame, cost.
Is it anonymous?
Of course, it's a medical clinic, so it's
How
completely... So you just go onto the website and we have
DAPHealth.org
and we have a box right on the front of our homepage for our sexual wellness clinic and you can click on it, make an appointment, or you'll have the phone number to call and make an appointment and they'll get you in just as soon as possible. And of course, there'll be testing. And if the test comes back positive, connecting the patient to treatment. And I just think I just wanted to update you on that because
I'm
I know
so
we shared that with you when we did that 4 months ago.
Four months ago.
So they're going to continue.
People.
Yeah, that's a big
wonderful.
Number. So we're going to continue.
I mean, it's wonderful in that, I'm sorry.
Keep that for free.
Yes. It's not wonderful if 2,000 people, not all of those tests were positive, for heaven's sake.
Well, and for the viewer, you know, for your listeners who were at our Desert AIDS Walk, you know, we did, you know, we shared the fundraising, you know, we raised over $400,000 this year. That's the work that gets funded. When you see that DAP Health is doing a fundraising event and you wonder, why are they doing another fundraising event? That's the reason, right? It's the free testing. It's the free treatment. It's the access to care that's judgment-free. There's, you know, 2,000 folks coming through who would not have had access to comprehensive care otherwise.
You're wonderful. We love what you do. He's out there. Always be nice when you're out amongst them. You never know where Mr. Community is. Steve and Hinky, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, Joey.
Bless your heart. Okay, Joey Pals, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.